We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. The NYPD has yet to make any arrests after yesterday's gun violence in Times Square. Among the three bystanders who were wounded, a little girl out toy shopping with her family, we're told. More now from 1010 Winds reporter Darius Ratzias.
Gunfire erupts in Times Square, and city leaders like Councilman Keith Powers react.
What we saw on the news last night was horrifying, and it is impossible to ignore that there was a child who was the victim of gun violence.
The shooting of bystanders, two women and a four-year-old girl, which police believe stemmed from an argument between a group of men, caught the attention of mayoral candidates like Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams.
Let's make sure it does not happen by instituting real proactive approaches to stop this violence.
Candidate Andrew Yang says he's considering forming an NYPD unit to specifically focus on getting guns off the street.
Inaugurating a new anti-violence and community safety unit would involve taking officers who are specially trained and are the right fit for the mission to join this unit and work with community leaders to help get guns out.
Darius Ratzias, 1010 Winds in Times Square.
The NYPD has released security camera footage of a person of interest in that shooting. We've posted it at 1010winds.com. A scary scene yesterday in the Bronx as a city bus caught fire after it was hit by a motorcycle. It happened around 9 o'clock at night on Jennings Avenue and left eight people on the bus injured. One person needed a trip to the hospital. Police are still investigating what exactly caused that crash. They are not sure yet. Well, another subway push, this one onto the tracks at the number 2 135th Street Station early yesterday morning in Harlem. No words exchanged, no provocation reportedly, but Police Commissioner Dermot Shea had this to say.
We had an innocent 60-year-old pushed onto the subway tracks. The individual was almost immediately arrested by responding police officers. It is the third time this year already that individual has been arrested for unprovoked assaults.
That suspect identified as Bronx man Keyshawn Malachy, the 25-year-old now facing charges of assault and reckless endangerment. He was taken to a nearby hospital for a psych eval. The victim was held up off the tracks by other strap hangers. He was taken to Harlem Hospital for treatment of a minor injury. Police have released surveillance footage of a perfume thief who struck last month in the Bronx and attacked a store worker who tried to stop him. Investigators say he made off with several bottles of perfume and a ring, goods worth about $40, from a store on East Tremont Avenue. Then when a 59-year-old store employee tried to stop him outside the shop, the thief slammed him in the back of the head several times with a metal pole before running off. Although that sounds nasty, the victim refused medical attention at the scene, police say. Anyone who might recognize the guy from that surveillance footage that's been released is asked to contact Crime Stoppers. The number is 1-800-577-TIPS. A fatal stabbing in a Manhattan hotel being used as a homeless shelter, the victim dying early this morning. Police say it happened just before midnight at the Midtown Suite Hotel near the Empire State Building. The victim, believed to be in his 30s, was cut in the neck, shoulder, and arm. He was pronounced dead at Bellevue. His attacker fled. Hasn't been found yet. More than a third of Americans have been vaccinated against COVID-19 now, but some states are turning down hundreds of thousands of vaccine doses as fewer people say they're willing to get the shots. Well, what's that mean for herd immunity? White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeffrey Zients tells CNN State of the Union.
We don't know exactly what herd immunity is, and that's not an area that I know much about. I look to Dr. Fauci and the other medical experts. What the experts do say is reaching 70%. will continue to a pattern of decreasing cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, and take us down to a sustainable low level.
Zients says the task now is to continue building confidence in vaccines and get enough Americans vaccinated to mitigate the spread of the virus, as well as those variants that are causing so much trouble now. Well, Mother's Day last year was spent in lockdown for many Americans. This year, we are making up for it. A new survey says Americans were planning to spend more on mom this year, an average of $220 for gifts, according to the National Retail Federation. The top three gift categories for Mother's Day 2021 are no surprise. Flowers are number one, followed by greeting cards and special outings, but there were record levels of spending reported on jewelry and electronics as well heading into the holiday. The survey also found that men are more likely to splurge on Mother's Day gifts than women. So what does mom really want for Mother's Day? Well, the kids have it all figured out, as correspondent Stacey Lynn reports.
For the person who is
nice, she's funny, she's very kind.
Kids always have the right answer.
I asked her, what would you like? And she never says anything buying from a store that costs anything. She likes hugs and kisses. Happy Mother's Day. I love you.
And it turns out some American cities are better for mom's health than others, with one city in the Garden State near the top of the pack. Jersey City came in third on a new ranking from LawnStarter of the most mom-friendly cities in the U.S. based on things like access to OBGYNs and pediatricians, available maternity services, and how much it costs to have a baby. Well, in case you haven't already heard, one of our co-workers here at 1010 Winds has a side gig. 1 year after news anchor Kathleen Marple-Kalb debuted her first book, A Fatal Finale, a historical mystery about opera diva Ella Shane, well, she's out with her second in the series. It's called A Fatal First Night. Although it's a work of fiction, Kathleen says she had to do her research about how murder mysteries were solved back then.
I wanted to make sure that it was something that was simple forensics that they would have had back then. Some of it is research and some of it is just reading, crime fiction and crime stories and old murder cases from the time period. There are some wonderful crime writers who take on historical cases and go over the evidence people had at the time and that kind of thing. And I read a lot of those.
A Fatal First Night is now available online and in bookstores, and there's a third Ella mystery already in the works.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.